Hey everyone, I am so stinking excited to be bringing you today's guest, even with my raspy voice, because she is going to speak to a topic that so many of you ask about, which is how to set your kids up for financial success. Christy Lepley is the founder and CEO of Moms Who Invest, which is a women's financial empowerment platform, and she is also the host of the Ambitious Money podcast. She created Moms Who Invest back in 2021, and she teaches women how to retire with $1 million in the bank, hello, and how to invest for their kids while they are little, which is so good. Are you not already loving this? Because I'm over here nodding my head at all that she is about. As moms, I know that by nature, we always want to make sure that we're doing everything we can, right, to set our kids up for success as future adults. So this conversation is so, so important. She says, "I am passionate about educating women on how they can build wealth and live a rich life with so much overflow financially that they can pass it down to their children." I stumbled upon Christy's Instagram account, and I'm so glad that I did because this was a conversation I have been wanting to have right here on the podcast for a long time. So without further ado, let's dive into my conversation with Christy Lepley.
Hey friend, welcome to Money Mindful Moms. I'm Krista Nalgian, wife and mom, and firm believer that moms with money skills will change the world. I know that you are sick of feeling limited by money, but you also don't want to wait until your kids are older to be able to do fun experiences with them. You want to find a way to transform your relationship with money once and for all. If you're ready to ditch debt, have overflow at the end of each month, and be able to spend money on what's most important to you, you're in the right place. Pop in those earbuds, go reheat your coffee. It's time to dive in. Before we get to today's episode, I have some exciting news for you. If $1,000 extra a month is something that could make a big difference for your family, I really try to bring you things that I know you're wanting based on the things that you're sharing with me over in DMs, in comments on my posts, in feedback right here on the podcast. Because it really matters to me that the very precious time that you are spending listening to this podcast translates to actual progress towards your goals. And so I've heard in many different ways how much it would make a difference to you to have extra money in your budget to do the things that you really desire to do. You know, if we only had an extra $1,000 a month, that would make a big difference in our quality of life. I hear it all the time. So I hear you and I want to help. And that's why I am bringing you a fun challenge called the 3 Days to 1K Challenge. That's kicking off on Monday, April 29th. In this live challenge, I will be walking you through how you can really increase that margin in your budget so that your money can be freed up to do the things that I know that you desire to do so much more than just pay bills and make it until the next month. Now, each day for 3 days, you'll be able to watch the live training. Plus, I'll have a workbook for you that you can follow along with so that you're actually going to start doing the things that I'm sharing to make this extra $1,000 per month a reality in just our 3 short days together. I wanted to make this super affordable, so it's only $37 to join this challenge. And if you are someone who really desires the and then some, I have a way that you can upgrade to VIP, which is where you get to hang out with me on Zoom after the lives have ended, and I will be coaching the VIP participants. So if you're VIP, you can ask your questions, you can get that time with me and learn from what the other ladies are asking too. So to be a part of VIP, it's just $59. So $37 to join the challenge or $59 to be a VIP participant. We start April 29th. So let's go. Let's go. You can sign up right now by heading to the show notes and clicking the link to get yourself enrolled. I am so pumped for this. I cannot wait to get started. It's going to be so fun. So go grab your spot and I'll see you there. All right, let's get back to today's episode. Okay, everyone, I'm so excited, you guys. I have a new friend on named Christy, and I found Christy on Instagram and knew that she was the perfect person to bring on the podcast to share about a really important topic. And I know I sort of formally introduced her in the beginning, but Christy, I'm so excited to have you here on the podcast. And if you wouldn't mind, I just would love for you to tell people a little bit more about you and what you're about.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me on. I'm very passionate about sharing this message. So my name is Christy Lepley, and I have Moms Who Invest as a women's empowerment platform. And I also have a podcast called Ambitious Money. We're on hiatus right now, but there's 100 episodes of that. But I really educate moms on how to invest for their kids while they're young and the benefits of doing that. And as well as I teach women in general, what investing can do for them over the long term. And I really like showing women how to invest to reach $1 million once they are at retirement age, and also how to invest for your kids to reach that $1 million mark as well. And why I chose $1 million is because six figures isn't going to be enough, even though it sounds like a lot now. In the future, it's not. And I'm really passionate about it because as women and as mothers, like really in our 20s, 30s, and 40s, these are our wealth building years. Like these are the years where we can have the biggest impact because we still have a lot of time for the money to grow and compound in the market. So I really try and break all of that down. You know, personal finance as a whole is kind of boring. It's kind of a male dominated industry. It's pretty dry, you know, and you really have to have like a passion for learning about it to kind of dive in. And, you know, with my own journey with it all, I found a lot of the information being, you know, dry, convoluted. And so I thought, how can I make this more fun for women to want to know the information? And really that's how, you know, Moms Who Invest came about. And yeah, the Instagram page and all.
I love that. And I love your Instagram page. It is fun and it does make it like more exciting to want to learn a little bit more. And I think the part that definitely caught my attention is the idea of doing this for your kids, for sure. And it's like, you know, your parents, you know, they did the best they can with what they had, but you go, if only, you know? Yeah. And so the idea that, hey, I could do that for my kids is just so cool and makes me want to lean in and know a little bit more. So what would you say to a mom who's just starting off and saying, hey, this is very interesting to me, but I know nothing about it. I'm a total newbie. Like, what should she do? Where should she start? What would you suggest?
Yeah. So really start by, you know, education, I would say, is like the first tidbit to start. If you don't want to dump a ton of money, like get some books, you know, like there's a lot of good books out there. The problem that I ran into with the books, just to get like a foundation, like your hands around, you know, and I can definitely recommend some to put in the show notes, around the personal finance concepts. And so like, it doesn't seem like such jargon anymore, you know, like follow some, but also just follow some accounts, you know, like there's a lot of great accounts now on Instagram and stuff. And I started out when I first started sharing, I was just really kind of talking about personal finance for women in general, you know, like I have two kids and I also have a longstanding career. And so I found myself being like, oh wow, like a lot of women don't invest outside of a 401k, or think that the 401k, like the 6%, 3-6% match that your company gives you, like that's it. And I did for a long time. So it was also like, once I knew better, I was like, oh my God, if I could just like grab my younger self and be like, you know, just a little bit more, and you could get yourself so much further down the road. And so it was that for a while. And then I started, when I wanted to invest for my own kids, what I was running into is not a lot of people were talking about that. And it was kind of hard to get the information. Like, you know, it took me a while to figure it all out and like compile it all. So what I really then ended up doing was I started sharing about it here or there. And that I felt like that's what women really gravitated to, especially moms. Like, you as a mom know that like your kid has a new wardrobe and you're wearing the same black leggings, you know, like you will put your kid before everything. And so, yes, it's important to save for our own retirement, which sounds so boring, you know, retirement and our future. But I really kind of switched gears a little bit with the account and said like, well, while you're doing that, you know, you should also kind of be investing for your kids. Or if you can't, if you have $10, $20, you know, like it does make a difference and it does make a big impact. So I would start by, you know, familiarizing yourself with the world. I do have a workshop. It's $100. I really go goes in deep. It's 90 minutes. And it's totally self-paced. That goes very deep into investing for kids, because like, I just wanted a way to kind of compile all the information in like a nice bow and be like, here you go. And so then like, it's called Rich Kids. And that's kind of how I came about like making Rich Kids as well.
I love the name. And I think it's so smart to just package it in one 90-minute thing, because you're right, there is so much information and it can be so overwhelming. And sometimes we're just like, I just need somebody to tell me what I need to know and walk me through it, because I just, it's too much to try to track it all down and make sense of it. So I love that. And I think sometimes people will have this sort of all or nothing mentality of like, I can only pay off my debt, or I can only save, or I can only save for my own retirement. But it's true that you can kind of think of it as like the two lanes or the three lanes that you can divide it up amongst. So, and your kids will, your kids are definitely going to thank you later for that. So speaking of that, what would you say to somebody who is asking themselves, should I just put this off and like just focus on my own retirement and kind of put it in different buckets, and then once I get to a certain place, then I can sort of focus on that? Like, what would you say to that?
Yeah. And that's a great question. And I mean, I have found working with women and talking with women throughout the years of having the account, you know, they first, people were like, I don't even know what to do. I want somebody to just kind of tell me what to do. And then like, what do I do first? You know, that's kind of like, people are just get tripped up and like, I don't know what to do first. And in the personal finance space, it's actually, you know, people will tell you, worry about yourself first, like get your own retirement, like locked up first. This is a new age, I would say. I also think a lot of people that say that are men, and they don't have that innate mother, like, I want the best thing for my child, right? Like, and I more want to spread the message to moms to let them know, like, this is possible for you. You don't have to have a finance degree. You don't have to, like, be built into wealth. Like, you can literally set it up with $10, you know? And so, like, it is possible for anyone. And like, I just want people to know that. And so like, if you have $0 for your own retirement, like I would say, like, let's get you kind of up and running. But also simultaneously, like, I wouldn't just pause the kids stuff. And the reason is because we're investing for like the long term, like timing in the market matters most, right? Like the longer you can have the money sit, it will compound in growth. That is where you're really going to see like the astronomical return of like, oh my gosh, like I only invested, you know, $20,000 over 10 years. And now I have 500 grand, you know, because it's sat for a very long time. And the thing about investing for kids is they have so much time. Okay. Like they have more time than we do. And so you really need a minimal amount of money up front to have an astronomical return. And as the parent, if you are investing for them, like you're not sitting there and having it sit for a while, like you're not sitting there stressed and being like, and trading your time for your money to save money for them because it's compounding. So it's different than saving when it's invested in the market. And so when you are investing for your kids, like you're essentially buying assets for them that are appreciating in value over time. And so why I choose to share about that is because it is newish, like as far as like the past like 20 or 30 years. Like I'm 42 and my parents like literally didn't really have this. My mom didn't really have this option for one or two things. I mean, I grew up a very, you know, middle class. Like my mom stayed home with me and my sister. My dad worked at the same job for 30 years, you know, just very average. And it wasn't like I came from wealth and like they taught me how to do all of this. And back then, you know, if you think about like, well, our parents doing it for us, it's like they literally had to have like known somebody that knew enough to do this, to then hire a broker to take cash to a bank and be like, hey, help me. And even then, like the kids' accounts weren't really around like they are today. And the other thing that changed is like index fund investing wasn't really that big yet. And the internet. So I would say like the combination of what we as women and moms today have accessibility to at our fingertips, it really can make like an astronomical impact on your kids' financial future. And some people will say, well, why would I want my kid to have all this money? You know, and like, you know, I get that sometimes, like, why would I want my kid to have all this money? And I say to that, like, you're the parent. So like, until they are legal age, like you still have control over it. And like, that's more of like a parenting thing. Like I'm saying, let the money sit and compound and then figure out what to do with it later. Like nobody, you, your child, like nobody's going to say like, well, I have too much money sitting there, you know, like, it's just, I don't know what to do. You did this too early and I have too much money. And with the kids' accounts, you know, there's like there's the 529 plan, which I'll talk about because it's the most relevant. Like if you think of, which people, I feel like moms don't even realize it's really like investing for your kids. It's like, oh, I'm saving for college, but that's an investment account. And there is, I didn't knock it before, but I was like, well, that a problem with the 529 plan is like, once your kid reaches the age that they need that money for education, then the money goes to education, like you drain the account. So it doesn't have the longevity to really hit that like $1 million mark, which it needs to sit just longer, or you need to put more money up front. And so I would say like invest in the 529 plan, but also invest in the other accounts as well. There's brokerage accounts for kids. There's a custodial Roth, which is a retirement account for kids as well. You could also open a brokerage account, which is just an investing account in your name and with the intent to gift it to them. If you really are like, I want full control over this until I decide that my child is ready for it, but it's still worth doing. And the thing that changed with the 529 plan, which really made it a lot more appealing, which I still feel like a lot of people don't know about, is this year alone, the government changed the rules on the 529 plan. So you can roll over up to $30,000 into a custodial Roth IRA. So people were hesitant to put money into the account because it is kind of like, you're projecting into the future of like, how much does my kid need for school? And if you don't use it all, you're hit with a penalty to get the money back out. So now you're not hit with that penalty. You have the option to roll it over into a retirement account. And then that will really let that money sit there and compound until your kid's of retirement age. But if you're like, wait a second, I mean, I tell people, just think about your own life, right? Like as you're hitting these like big milestones, like a wedding, buying a house, just not like, what if money just wasn't the biggest stress? Well, how would that change like the opportunities and like what you would do? You know, maybe you took a year off and you traveled, you know, maybe, you know, you went and lived somewhere else for a little while, but like all of those major life milestones that people run into that are financially draining, you know, it's like you're throwing like $30,000 at something for a wedding or like a down payment on a house, you know, or a big vacation. Like if you're investing for your kid when they're little, like it's taken care of. It's all taken care of. Like we wouldn't be in the student loan debt crisis that we're in right now.
100%.
I know that was a lot.
No, yeah. And it was so good. And I think just even touching on like the different options is so helpful. Yeah. And I was even thinking, you know, if you do this and you set your kids up, and then when they are of the age where you're giving this to them, it's like, what a lesson for them to start off with that, because they can see it firsthand instead of getting to that age and then just being like, okay, here's what you should do. Like how many of us at 18 heard, oh, this is what you should do. And we're like, okay, I'll do that later. Right. Okay. We didn't do it. And so if it's already in place and you can actually show them and allow them to see how it's grown, like what a lesson for them to want to keep that going and be motivated for that. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, and when people say like, oh, I don't want my kid to have a lot of money. Again, I don't know if they're actually parents that are the ones commenting that, but that's when parenting comes in play. Like, yeah. You know, I'm sitting there saying, take advantage of the system. Okay. Like we have equal playing field, which we haven't always had. Like we've only been able to do this for like the past 20 and 30 years. So take advantage of that we have accessibility. You don't need a broker. You don't have to pick stocks. You don't have to do any of that. You literally you can automate all of it. So you're not even like going in and doing anything else. Like it'll be like a draw from your paycheck into your investment account for your kid, $20, $30 or whatever you want to set it up to be. Let that money compound. But you know, as your kids get to the age where like you are having money discussions, you know, yes, like include them on it, you know, teach them about, oh, look, you know, I have these accounts for you. And like, let's see how much it's compounded and like bring them with you on the journey. Because like, yes, we all hear like the stories of, you know, the NBA players that get like a $10 million contract and end up bankrupt. And it's like, so there's two things. It's like having a lot of money doesn't make you good at managing the money, right? And so that, again, I think that's where like your parenting style will come into like teaching your kid how to actually manage this money and not so much the fear of like, oh, you know, I don't want to do it because I don't want my kid to have a lot of money. I mean, like I said, there's ways, depending on what account that you like put the money in, that you as the parent have full control until you choose not to. But then there's also tax implications that come along with that. You know, then the money's taxed at your rate and not at the child's rate, which is why there's child accounts. So you can invest for your money. You aren't being taxed at like your income level rate. And it is a very tax advantaged way to invest for your kids. And I think the other misconception a lot of women have is that you need a lot of money to invest, right? Like, oh, who am I to be investing? I don't have $10,000 to like throw down at it. And that's actually the opposite. Like I tell, and that is one of the myths that like I really try and hone in on in my content to break down. Like I show videos of like how I invest like a $20 check that Mikey got from like his great grandfather that still sends checks in the mail, because it's like, he doesn't need $20. He's six, you know, I don't need his $20, you know, I mean, some people do. So do what you want with it. But like, if you really think like, I don't need this $20, like he's going to buy candy, like invest it instead of putting it in just a savings account. And like, I show that in on my Instagram, like how to actually do that. And that stuff adds up. So, you know, you get like, if once you get in a rhythm of like doing, like set a goal for yourself, if you're like, we really just don't have that much extra lying around, you know, set a goal where it's like, I'm going to do $20 a month. And then in a year, like, look at it, right? You know, like, compare and be like, okay, am I going to hit the goal that I want to hit? Like, how much did the money compound? And so when people also kind of get confused, because the market does fluctuate, you know, like the whole economy does fluctuate, but over time, it has always gone up. So I know when you aren't actively investing, it can feel kind of scary or like, I don't want to lose this money. And I mean, it's like a 99.9% chance for when, if you're doing this for your kid and they're little, like, you don't have, like, the benefit outweighs the risk 100 times over, right? Because even if we have a down market, it's going to come back and come back. And on average, the market returns around 10.4% annually. And it has for like the last 80 some years. So regardless of like what the economy itself is doing, like over time, it's always gone up.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes there is that fear when you just don't know. And so educating yourself so that you feel confident to say, hey, it's going to be fine. Like you said, overall, it goes up and I don't need to be white knuckling every dollar.
Right.
Right. And actually that kind of brings me to the next question that I had. I saw on your Instagram, you had this great post about sometimes, you know, as women, we get so focused on the $10 coupons that instead we could really build wealth if we invested that $10. So could you speak a little more to that? Because I feel like that is definitely a common thing that I have seen too.
Yeah. I mean, and this, there's a lot there because I mean, there's just so much there. I mean, I'm pulling from like my own life experience as well as someone who grew up watching my mom coupon and being women and us kind of as society itself grooming us just from the media magazines, like our whole life, you know, like our magazines didn't teach us about investing, right? Like it was like, you know, like how to style your hair and coupon and like save money. Yes. Like save money with our envelopes, right? Like couponing is good. I'm good if I save money. And like, we've been sold this narrative, right? Cause, and we've, most of us have seen our parents like live like that. Right. And the post was about myself, right? My present day self, like chasing around like a Kohl's cash coupon on a Saturday, being like, well, if I don't spend it, I'm losing out, right? Like I'm losing out on the free $10. And there is people out there that like need the $10. And I'm not saying like, if you need the $10, like, yes, get your coupon. Like there is some good in couponing, but I'm like, I still had that like built in me, you know, from like years and years of like couponing equals good, saving money equals good, like what I've been trained to do my entire life. And my husband would always just be like, why are you doing this? You know, well, and I'm like, I have to go to Kohl's today. Like my Kohl's cash is expiring. He's like, but you don't need anything. And I'm like, but it's free, right? Like it's free. And of course you go and you spend more than the $10 and it's just my time, right? Like I'm going to a store that I wouldn't normally be at today. And then I'm rummaging around the store trying to find something just to spend this coupon. So think about all of the time it took me, probably an hour and a half out of my Saturday, right? Just to like, because I did what the store wanted me to do, right? The store wanted me in that store to buy something, and I did that. So I am more saying that instead of all of the charade of all of that, right, take that time and learn how to invest $10, right? Like take that hour and like listen to a personal finance podcast on a walk or read a book or take a course or go down a rabbit hole of somebody's Instagram that you follow or open up an account. It seriously takes 20 seconds now because you can open an account on your phone or on your computer. You don't have to go into the bank and open up an account and like learn how to invest $10. And that is really like for a mindset shift, but also as like, that is what's going to set you down the path. Because the thing that's lacking with the financial education that women are fed is that yes, coupon and save, but coupon and saving only get you so far. It still keeps us here, right? It's really like investing and building wealth. That is this part that we weren't ever taught, that no one teaches us. And so like you might get that dopamine hit of like, I did something good because I saved money, but it's still keeping us here. Like it's not progressing us into the future of like what we could be doing if we had invested that money instead. And it also like goes back to like, yes, invest $10. Like invest $10. Like, you don't have to invest $1,000 for it to be worth it. Like, it's all going to be worth it in the end. Because the money is going to, it's going to grow and compound. And now I've gotten myself to the point of like, I'm like, huh, you know, because before you are just kind of like, before you are financially, I would say like aware that this is a possibility for you and like how it can change your future financially, you are just, you're also kind of stuck in the trap of like the earn, save, spend, right? So we all get a paycheck. We get a paycheck. What do we do with that paycheck, right? Like, we pay our bills. We maybe like the 3% of our work 401k comes out and we pay our bills, and then we're left with what's left, right? And so we take that what's left and we're like, okay, this is my fun money. I'm going to go out to eat. I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to buy a $30 sweater. You know, I'm going to do whatever. And then we're left at zero, and next month happens and we do it all over again. And the problem with that is it keeps you stuck in the cycle. Like, you're never going to get ahead until you flip it and you decide, okay, what is the amount of money I need to live on? And like, how much money do I need to be investing to reach that goal? How many years is it going to take me to reach that goal? So, okay, I get paid and that chunk of money is going to that. Then I'm going to pay because I'm going to pay myself before anything else. Then I'm going to pay my bills. And then what's left is like the fun money. And the problem when you first do this is there might not be a lot left, or there might be nothing left, right? And then you're like, oh crap, right? I need a second job, or I need to pare down my lifestyle. I mean, it's a rude awakening for a lot of people. And like, you might, it's like a diet, right? Like, and then you do it for a few weeks and then you're like, this sucks. Like, I'm going back to eating Big Macs, you know? But you will most likely feel a pinch for a short period of time. And then you adjust, like, you know, like I'm not about like, you know, not having like a fulfilling life, right? You know, but like, we cut cable, I cut subscriptions. Like, it makes you be aware of where your money is going, which is a good thing, because a lot of it is like, yes, you're spending money, but like mindlessly, like subscription stuff that you forgot you signed up for, you know, or like gym classes that you don't use anymore, you know, or like maybe you can get a better deal on your car insurance this year. And so like, it really, like, it makes you have to like address some of those things, but like, you're doing it all for yourself. And then like, once you get the hang of it a little bit, you're like, oh, okay. Like, I don't really like that stuff. Doesn't even bring me joy. And now I'm seeing like my investments and like my net worth increase, you know, month after month after month. So it makes it worth it.
100%. 100%. I am totally picturing the times that I was wandering around Kohl's with my Kohl's cash, because I've definitely done that before. I've definitely done. And you know what? And what I know is that in everyone's minds that is doing that, we're like, we're doing this for our family. We're doing this to save money. And instead, if we can flip that to, I'm learning how to invest, I'm proactively approaching my finances for my family, like, that would change so much about our circumstances. So I love that you shared that. And I'm just so grateful for this conversation, because I feel like there is so many moms who, they want to do this. Like, they want to set their kids up. They're just not really sure how. So as we're wrapping up, will you just tell everyone, like, if they want to know more, if they want to take the next step, like, what can they do? How can they follow you? Like, what would you suggest for them?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can definitely follow me on Instagram. It's Moms Who Invest. I do have a freebie. And so I will make sure that you have the link for anyone that wants it. It's a beginner's guide to investing for women only. And it is like a free PDF download. And that kind of outlines just like the basic principles, the accounts, like how to open them, like what you would need to do. So you can kind of just have like a roadmap of like, okay, this is like what I need to stay within, like in research. And then, you know, for the kids stuff, like, I do have the Rich Kids Workshop if anyone wanted to learn, you know, a little deeper about that. But also, like I said, like, I mean, there's a lot of great books around, that, you know, if you want to just spend $10, you know, or like you have an hour of your time, even you don't even have to spend $10. Like a lot of stuff, like on the Libby app, which is like the library's app, like get a personal finance audiobook. If you don't like the reader, like get a different one. There's a lot out there. I really like A Simple Path to Wealth. It's by J.L. Collins, but he writes it like to his daughter. And I listened to that on audiobook, and like that really changed my perspective on a lot of things because I was like, to read some other finance books, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, you know, you're a busy mom. I'm like, I don't have time for this. This is boring me to tears right now. And so like that, I did like listening to on audiobook. So I would say, you know, just start to like familiarize yourself with like the personal finance world a little bit. There are a lot of creators out there now that I think try to make it more fun, like myself. Like I just want it to be like pretty and fun and easily digestible for women that come across my page. They aren't like, what is she talking about? You know, I want people to be like, oh my God, I didn't know I could do this for my own self and my kids.
That's awesome. And I'm so grateful that you are, because it definitely caught my attention. So I know that there's a lot of moms out there that they want to do this and they just need somebody that speaks their language and that kind of gets the phase of life that they're in and like what their priorities are. So I'll definitely put those links in the show notes so people can come and find you. So thank you so much for hanging out with us today. This was a fun conversation, and I know that so many moms are going to get so much out of it. So thank you. Thank you. And hopefully we can chat again another time. I'll bring you back and we'll talk even more. So.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
If this podcast episode encouraged you, would you take just 2 minutes to rate and review the show? It really is the best way that you can say thank you. And while you're at it, take a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag me in it, because I would love to hear from you. It really is the best way that we can get the word out to other moms who could use some encouragement. I will see you back here real soon. Be blessed and have a powerful day.